Hello everyone, this is Steak. This week on Pet Food Alpha, we have Luminate joining us from the Unicorn server. We have oodles and oodles of POL news, including some new things that will be coming from the version update, as well as the Mog Bonanza, and many, many very cool things. Lots of good stuff in this episode. Enjoy the show!
Pet Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
Where's that? I'm so used to...
Whoa.
I'm chinchilla, yo.
Yeah, I smell delicious.
Obviously,
so awkward.
Obviously, we don't have fusion, which kind of messed up Chin in our whole little intro there. Fusion is taking a week off this week, visiting some friends. Have fun, Fusion, and then we'll see you next week. This week on Pet Food Alpha, we have joining us from the Unicorn server, Illuminate. Say hello.
What's up?
Welcome to the show. Good to have you.
Thanks. Yeah,
welcome.
Thanks.
All right. We have a lot of stuff to cover today, news-wise. We'll get into the in-game and the round table and all that good stuff in just a few moments. First, in POL news, we have, once again, the Adventure Appreciation Campaign. Yay!
Yay!
Now, this is cool.
That's serious yay.
Yeah, this is serious yay, because if you may, or may not remember, this comes around every year, and this year, they're giving us back our anniversary bands.
Yay!
Which gives you 100% EXP bonus for up to, what is it, 3,000?
Yes.
Lol, train.
Don't judge the train outside.
Whoa.
My house.
Lol, train.
Choo-choo, yo.
Nice.
Choo-choo.
Nice.
Awesome. Don't judge the train, man. What did it do to you?
So the anniversary bands are awesome. Unfortunately, I've gotten mine and I've already blown through it. Gives you 10 charges. There's 10 charges, right? 10 charges?
10 charges, yeah. And the cooldown period is 1 hour, so...
Yeah, so I rocked.
Instead of on an Empress band or a regular XP band, it's a 16-hour cool-off.
Yeah, right.
You don't have that issue with this one.
You could just keep burning through it, and I did. And I burnt through all 10 charges, used the last of it up today, and, apparently Illuminate hasn't gotten his ring yet, but he will.
No.
He promises.
Yeah, I will.
He promises.
Tomorrow. Or today.
Do it.
It's already tomorrow here.
Yeah.
Oshi still has 4 charges left on his one from last year.
He's
so he's got
to
burn through those and then go his...
Oh,
yeah.
Illuminate is joining us from Sweden. So it is very, very early in the morning there.
It's 4 a.m.
Yeah, it's 4 a.m. So let's continue. All right. So the anniversary bands are back. Also, with the Adventure Appreciation Campaign, you talk to the Moogle, and he'll tell you some information about your character, such as how many chats that you've been in, how many parties you've been in, how many alliances, etc. And also, one of my personal favorites, how many times you've died in the game.
Word.
That's always cool to come back and revisit every year, like, how many times did I die? And if you actually write the number down, you can always see how many times you died last year. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
I don't know. Do you guys know what your number is? Like,
mine's posted on my blog. It's a lot.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mine is like 700.
Mine's a fair amount. I'm guessing between the time that I played Knights and now, I probably doubled or tripled my deaths.
Nice.
But that's... I mean, that's...
Let's see, I got my number. Number of times KO'd, 1,652.
Jeez, oh man, Jin.
I think I'm slightly...
Mine is like 700 and something.
I think I'm slightly over 1,000. I'm like 1,062 or something.
I have a feeling most of those were on Beast for me, though, because I died so many times playing Beast in the beginning.
I know most of mine were on Black Mage, bar none.
Sucky. But, so, like, that's cool.
Duking statues and everything wakes up, and then suddenly everything starts pummeling you, and yeah. Good times.
Yeah, put your number in the forums and let us know how many times you've died. Also, the Moogle will give you little gifts and things, like, you know, they'll give you, I think, chocobo tickets and fireworks and stuff like that. You know.
A buddy of mine got a silver Moogle belt from him.
Ooh! That gives you, like, what, yeah. HP, like, plus 2% or something? Something.
Yeah, something like that.
Word. Alright, next in the news, they're giving us a little bit of a preview of some of the adjustments that are coming out for the June version update. Okay? First of all, that is going to be the synthesis. Apparently, they're adding some items in synthesis for the different crafting things that will increase your chances of successfully synthesizing an item. So it will decrease your chances of breaking crystals and breaking items.
Losing materials.
Which is really cool, and you'll be able to buy these items from the guild, which is kind of cool, so you don't actually have to spend money for them.
True.
Yeah, just guild
unless
point.
It's a quest where you gotta get stuff, in which case.
And this is awesome, especially for like those goldsmithers out there. When you're like doing some of those really high-end synths, if you break, you could lose like so much money. I guess that could be said of any of the crafts.
But wait, isn't it one of those things that it guarantees a higher success rate, but it also guarantees that you won't HQ?
No, it doesn't guarantee that you'll HQ. But you will get an overall success rate bonus for synthesis. That's what it says word for word.
Okay, because
the synthesis,
I know as far
I'm sure that the HQ will still be the same chance. You'll still have the same chance
right.
for HQ, yeah.
So, okay.
That's cool. Also, at the version update, they're adding armor storage for the Palawan, Yit-Git, and Amir sets.
Nice.
That's cool. I don't own any of those, but they're pretty popular.
Yeah, I got the Yidget feet, so.
Another thing that they said that they're going to be adjusting or changing is they're going to be looking at furniture, and they're going to be reassessing different stats that furniture gives for your Mog House, such as storage. Basically, it says, since it became possible to invite friends over to your Mog House, we've been seeing more and more adventurers taking an active interest in their furnishings in a friendly contest of affluence with neighbors. Amidst this recent trend, it has come to our attention that the function of some furnishings was not proportional to cost, resulting in being largely ignored by players, which is true.
No kidding.
Because you could have something that's... yeah. So it says, anyways, to rectify this issue and ultimately improve the living standard for adventurers, a number of furnitures will receive adjustments to attributes such as storage capacity and effects. Detailed information on these changes will be announced at the upon release of the next version update. Good stuff. So, I'm looking forward to that. And they're probably not doing everything. They're probably just, like, they're gonna, like, update the stats on, like, the Taru chest, or, like, the Taru stools, and, like, the commodes and stuff that people kind of ignore.
True. I don't know, we'll see. I just hope I don't, like, log in and my Mog House strength is all different.
That's true.
Yeah.
If it's different, it'll be better, I think, though. You know what I'm saying?
Not if it's, like, not what I want.
Yeah, I've got Mog enhancement.
If I get to go out and sell my furniture and buy new furniture, it's not going to be good.
I'd kind of like to keep my Mog enhancement experience. That means I don't lose as much XP when I die.
That's true. Yeah, I always have Mog enhancement experience, because that's just a waste of time when you die and lose all that experience.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's that. Next, wait, were you going to say something?
Me?
No. Luminate, were you saying something?
I wasn't going to say anything anyway.
All right, moving on. They also announced that they will be doing some adjustment to Adventuring Fellows. First of all, a new Limit Break quest will be added to make the cap for Adventuring Fellows 70. Why
That's
not,
awesome.
Yeah, that is cool. But and they said there is no plans right now to increase that to 75 in the future.
However, it's probably
that
a balance
makes sense.
Issue.
Yeah.
But they do say that if the need arises, they will consider it later, pretty much. So that's kind of cool.
I think until we see like Link Shells like killing H&Ms with their NPCs, it'll hit 75.
Yeah. All right. We'll see. I think my NPC is still like 32, 33. So anyways, also they're adding extra fellow personalities, so they won't be so cookie cutter anymore. You know, like if you have the male Hume, every male Hume is the same. Like they all do the same thing. They're adding
the same stuff.
How they're making this work with PS2 and all the limitations there, I don't know. But you know, hey,
we don't ask questions.
We don't.
We just
well, we,
smile
we
and
try
nod.
Not to. Yeah, exactly. So. Especially when it comes to Adventuring Fellows. Yeah, they
definitely
also,
when it comes to Adventuring Fellows.
They're also announcing that they
What's wrong with Adventuring Fellows, huh? Huh?
Nothing. I like mine. I have Kupapa. She's the Taru Taru female with the dual colored hair. And she's got a scythe. And she's badass. Anyways,
mine's a Galka with a pole arm.
Nice.
And mine is a Galka with a great katana.
Nice. Do you have an Adventuring Fellow Illuminate?
No, I don't. I'm too lazy to do quests.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Alright, so they also are saying that it will become possible to summon fellows in certain areas of the past.
But you can't summon them have ally tags on
no,
them.
No, you can't, no. No, you can't use them in...
Which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
We still can't use them in Ottergon, but we can use them in the past. What
that
is going
so
on?
That makes so much sense.
Good question.
Come on, man.
That is a good question. Square, you need to
They
make-
probably... You know, no, they probably just don't want people... People go out to, like, the Mire and Solo and stuff, and...
Yeah, right, right.
I don't want to make it possible for everyone to go out there and Solo, because then that would kill the... Because everyone would, because of the... Whatever it is, Sanction.
I know, I'm going to be going out to the Mire before too long as my Beast. Woot! Love Beast. Anyways, So, yeah, that's all there is to the Adventuring Fellows. More to come. Yes, next bit of news. This is the lol bit of news that we have this week. The Link Shell community beta site just added this past week the ability to upload images.
Wow. They're so ahead.
Right. I know.
So
they're
that is
they're with the times,
groundbreaking
man.
Groundbreaking technology like going on.
Seriously, you need to get out of the 18th century, for real.
I bet you there's someone that, like, from Square that listens to the podcast who's in charge of the community beta and, like, frowns every time that they put out news. we're sorry, Square. We are.
We're sorry. Yeah. Not really.
Alright, let's move along. Last week we talked a little bit about the... Well, wait, did we talk about it last week? No, maybe it was the week before that. We talked about the Mog Bonanza. Well, that's here now. And you...
Come on, my numbers.
Yeah, exactly. You can go and buy your... What is it? Is it 10 or is it 5? Did we decide?
10.
You can buy up to 10 numbers...
Per character.
Per character for 1K each.
Unfortunately, they're not stackable and they're not key items, so you need to make sure you got 10 inventory spaces if you're going to buy all 10.
Yeah, that's kind of stinks. They should like let you like NPC them.
No, you know what? Cool. You know what? For a chance of 100 million gil, I'll hold on to 10 marbles.
Yeah, I'll get rid of some stuff for 10. For
yeah, that's what I did. I got
I'm
rid of
like
some
my
stuff,
corsair armor and my thief armor. I'm like, I'm not gonna be on these for a month.
So if there's any GMs out there that can fix this whole thing, let me know. And
Lol.
I'll give you my Moogle's address. Just kidding.
Lol.
I'm just kidding. I haven't bought my marbles yet, but I'm hoping to win all 10 numbers with all the numbers so that I can get 100 million for each number.
Yeah, so you're going to do the same number 10 times?
I thought about it, but I don't think so.
I picked like 2 and then random the rest.
Nice. Okay. Sweet.
I picked 5 and then I took the numbers that they picked for me and then bought a second ticket with those.
Nice. Alright, so Illuminate, you got some work to do, buddy.
Yeah, I do.
Yep, you gotta go in there, get your EXP ring, and you gotta get your numbers for your chance to win.
I don't even have storage space anywhere.
Get rid of some crystals or something.
I don't have any crystals.
Sell your Federation knives. It's time to get rid of those anyway.
Yeah.
You've been holding on to those for too long.
Yeah, I did.
Alright, so there's that. Also this past week, continuing on, lots of news today. The 8th Vanadil Census is here.
I love these things. Yeah. I don't know why,
but
I love
them. Awesome. There, it's a bunch of random information in the Vanadil Census, including server information, character information, job information,
guild information,
guild info. Although the guild info. Actually, this year they had the guild info. Did they have that last year?
I think so. I'm pretty sure. I'm not positive, but
I don't remember.
I think the only thing they changed was they added in the people who have Matt's cap.
Yeah, they added the Matt's cap information.
Wasn't it like 2,000? I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's a lot 6, of people 000. Who have no lives.
It's a lot.
6,500.
No way. It's, you could probably get every job to 66 in like a year. If that's all you would do.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, because think about, like, 1 to 37 is relatively fast. You do that in, like, probably a week, not a week, maybe, like, 3 weeks of whatever game time. Not 3 weeks to 37. You know what I mean. Like, it's not
that much. This year, they also added a section called Your Voice. They didn't have this last year, but it goes over the STFU stuff, where GM, they kind of break down GM calls. I don't know if they. I don't think they did that last year.
No, I don't think they did either.
30.1% of all GM calls were associated with actions disrupting game balance.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Nerf Samurai. Lol.
They have a section called Other, which is 4.94% of all GM calls. I wonder what those entail. We need a GM, an actual GM, to, like, blog just anonymously.
Was there a number of, like, a certain percentage of people who called GMs to retrieve, like, items that they accidentally dropped?
I don't know. Is that in there? I didn't see that.
That might be in the other category.
No. Well, they also broke down the STF activities, and they kind of illustrated how many people were, you know, hunters, use of cheats to automatically repeat particular actions. If you're interested in that stuff, go check it out. It's kind of cool. The Vanadil Census, overall, is very informative, but it's all like, oh, okay, nothing really exciting. I mean, it's true data. They say that Final Fantasy XI obviously has grown to more than 500,000 users. We knew that already, though.
True. Yeah.
I wish we had a more, like, a closer number than 5,000. Is it, like, 500,000, or is it 500,050? Like, how many is exactly, like, as of today? They should post that number somewhere. Or maybe they shouldn't, I don't know. Anyways, the Vanadil Census. Ta-da! Right, so, alright, next, going into community news for this week, there was a member of the BG forums who got a chance to ask the developers some questions in sort of a Q&A sort of thing. And some of the answers were really interesting, and we've sort of highlighted some of the things that the developers have said that we're going to have adjustments for. Number one, we have adjustments to Einarjar for the player to be able to earn more rewards than there are currently.
So that's good.
Adding things to Einarjar.
That'll be nice.
Good stuff.
Because, I mean, in the times that I've cleared, like, I've cleared all three areas in the first wing. And basically all we get are, like, you know, hides and horns and you know, pieces, like, crafting pieces and stuff. We haven't seen anything like, you know, any of the new abjurations or anything. And this, supposedly, they drop. But we haven't seen anything at all, so... And we've cleared these floors, like, several times, so... I can attest that the drop rate on that stuff really sucks.
So, also, they're considering lowering the cost for Dynamis entry.
Hope
that
so.
Makes sense, because...
Isn't it a million?
Dynamis currency, it keeps decreasing in value as time goes on. So it's harder to get the full 1 mil for Dynamis through one run, unless you get lucky and get 100 piece.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense to me.
Yeah, that kind of stinks in that. And that's maybe that's why they're looking at that.
Yeah.
Because my Dynamis currency... Well, we won't talk about that.
We won't go into that.
Yeah, we won't. Well,
you know what? Wait, before you talk about that, let me tell you, all that money is gone. Every last penny of it.
I believe it.
Every last cent of it. It was almost 2 mil, and it's gone. Gone.
Yeah, because it's like, hey, let's buy everybody and their mother something.
Well, I bought my beast buddy a crow set, and I also bought him an Apollo's. But he's paying me for that. I didn't buy it as a gift. He's gonna pay me back, right, Opiate? Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, right.
No, he's good.
He's like, I'm done, son. I'm good
right now. Going, lol.
He's good for it.
Like five minutes later, you'll look online and see that he's on a different server.
Yeah,
and
right.
Be
like
what?
Dude, what'd you move to Garuda for? The deuce. No, he won't do that. Because I would hunt him down. Alright, so moving along. They're looking at adjusting drop rates in the Northlands for Northlands Dynamis Relic Armor. So,
sweet.
Looking to make
God.
That a little easier. Which is cool.
There are people who have been waiting.
And if that happens, I seriously want to get into a Dynamis Link Shell to do that stuff. Because.
There are people that are, I mean, I know Shane can attest to this too, that have been waiting for years for certain relic to drop, and that's ridiculous. I mean, you shouldn't have to play this game like, you know, 3 or 4 years to get the one piece that you want.
To get one piece, yeah.
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 That's lame. Mm. Especially if they're going to keep adding new content, because there's people trying, there's like Link Shells that are like, alright, we want to try Einarjar, we want to do more stuff like that, but we can't because we still have people waiting for the same gear that they've been waiting for forever.
I mean, I've been playing this game for 4 years. I've been 75 for 3, and I just barely just now got my Black Mage Relic hat.
Yeah.
Nice. That's
so, I mean, that ought to tell you something about the drop rate in the Northlands zones.
So we'll be looking forward to that. Another thing, they're looking to give you the option to disable battle music. Obviously, like,
thank God
they made it.
Thank God, can we do that like tomorrow?
Yeah, they made it so. Last update, they made it so that if you're a mage and your party engages in a mob, you're gonna hear the battle music.
And it was annoying the first week.
I don't think it's that bad. I think it's actually kind of cool because as a Beastmaster, I sick my pet on the mob and I just kind of sit there and watch. And it's kind of cool hearing the music.
There's one thing it's useful for if your party gets aggro or, you know, somebody's pulled something.
Right, exactly.
You'll know when they do it.
Yeah,
but
that is,
it
that
just,
is
it gets annoying.
And the option
I was,
to turn
I was
it
done
off
with it after the first week.
The option to turn it off would complete the circle.
Yes, it really would.
So that people that want to listen to it can, and then for people like Squig who are haters, they turn it off.
I mean, I leveled a melee job, so I heard it, you know, during the melee job, but it wasn't quite as annoying as it is, you know, just suddenly coming out of nowhere.
You're like hater. Because, you're like hater Smurf.
Like, because on my melee job, music. I knew the music was going to start the minute I took out my weapons. Now it's just like, it just comes out of nowhere. You're like, what the hell?
Alright.
yes, I am seriously hating on the battle music.
Yeah, you're like, hater Smurf. You heard, like, I hate battle music. Alright, they're also looking at making it so that when you change nationality, you're not going to lose your outpost warps for your old nation.
Yes!
So that when you go back to your old nation that you were at before, you still have all your outposts and everything is hunky-dory.
Which will be great, because I'll get Windurst rank 10, I'll run and get my Master Caster's bracelets, and then I'll go right back to Basta.
There you go. Good deal. There's a link on our forums if you want to look at all the questions and answers. Or not on our forums, it's on the front page. What am I talking about? If you want to look at all the questions and answers over at BG, it's up there. So go check it out. And thanks to Balra for the hookup on the info. Okay.
Word.
That, my friends, is all... Oh, wait, no. Wait. There's more. There's one more. They also looking at adding more food items for mages.
Word.
That was the last thing on there. I don't know why.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, word.
So, cakes and pies. Cakes and pies.
Cakes and pies.
And cookies.
Love cookies. I want some cookies.
Hell yeah, me too, man.
All right, that's all of the
Imperial
news
Coffee
for this
plus one
week.
For the win.
Yeah. At 30 minutes into the show, we got, you know, all the news done. Now, let's,
Nice!
Let's roll on into our in-game, shall we? So, as always, we will start with our guest, Illuminant. What have you been doing in-game recently?
Well, I haven't played since 2 weeks ago, I think.
Okay.
Last thing I did was a couple of assaults, Dynamis Windurst, which I hate. I hate Dynamis Windurst.
I heard.
Death House, oh my god.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, I hate Dynamis Windurst. I haven't actually cleared it yet, so kind of sucks. I can't get in Northland for a while now. My Link Shell's doing that, so I can't do Dynamis with them right now. I got White Mage to level 8 and merited on my warrior since I got it to 75 just a month ago. So
nice, man. Congrats.
I've been working
nice.
On that. Yeah. I think I'm going to log in tomorrow to get my marbles and the anniversary ring.
Yep. Do it. It's good.
And I think I have Dynamis and Doria tomorrow. So that's pretty much it for
nice.
Me.
Good.
Before the show, Illuminate kind of told me on the download that he's thinking about leveling Beastmaster, and I promised I wouldn't say anything, but I had to let that one out. I'm sorry.
Oh,
way
man.
To go, Stay.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
Yeah. See. Anyways. All right. Sweet. So, Squig, what have you been doing again?
Well, I've been burning up my anniversary ring.
Yeah.
I've got like 4 charges left. I have my red mage is now 73. About 10 or 11k into 73, too, so it's kind of nice. I helped Stake and Opiate get their keys for, what was it, your top? Your top?
It was Bedeau.
Yeah, your
it
top.
It was for the... Wait, no, yeah, for the body.
Yeah, for the Beast Jack coat, right?
Yeah, the body.
I thought it was hilarious, because Stake went as Thief. And, you know, he's like, well, Treasure Hunter 2 for the win, blah, 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 blah. So he gets in, you know, as a... What level's your thief?
The 51.
Yeah, the 51 thief. He could barely get these cookies. And so, anyways...
Smooth
you know,
Steak.
I know, right?
We're there for about an hour, and, you know, Opiate's doing an amazing job as a Galka Beastmaster sub-White Mage keeping me alive. I gotta put that out, because he was doing amazing. And anyways, so Stake's like, okay, I'm going to AFK. And so, you know, Oshi was doing homework or something. So I yell into Oshi. I'm like, hey, Stake just went AFK. I bet you a key drops the next mob. And sure enough, I pull the next mob, and there's a key.
Of course.
So me and Opiate were sitting there just laughing our butts off.
We were laughing about that because, like, I was thief, like you said, with TH2, and the mobs were dropping, like, regular beast coins. Like, I didn't even know those mobs dropped regular beast coins.
And the minute you left, the minute you went AFK, bam, key.
Bam, key. Well, like, the thing, the thing is, like, you know, you say, like, you know, like, the TH2 failed, but, like, we got both keys in, like, an hour and 10 minutes.
It
took me 4 hours to get my thief key for the monastic cavern.
I don't remember how long because it's been a while, but it took us a while to get my.
So that was like a totally. That was totally win. Like we went in there, wow, got the keys, and we're out of there. It was really.
We just got lucky. It had nothing to do with TH2.
Well, maybe so, but I still like to think it was.
I think we probably still would have done the same if you would have just come Beastmaster.
It's not true. TH2 for the win.
But got to play around with retaliation a little bit. That was fun. So,
cool.
And in my spare time, you know, while I've got a little extra time, like in the mornings, right before I go to work or whatever, I have been fishing.
Word.
I'm working on getting moat carps for Lusheng.
Oh, nice.
Right now I've got 95, so I only have 9,005 to go.
Nice.
And it's one of those things that, I mean, I understand that, I could probably just save time by fishing up the moat carps, putting them on the auction house, and buying a Lusheng's, but I kind of just want to finish the quest.
Nice.
Like, as far, like, with the one for Crawler's Nest, where you have to go to all the stone monuments. I didn't have to go to every single stone monument to get the Crawler's Nest map, but I did anyway because I wanted to have the quest finished.
And it gives you a good amount of gil, actually.
Yeah. It gives you a decent amount of gil, but most important, this gives you a finished quest and a sense of, you know, accomplishment.
I thought that quest was fun, too, for the most part.
So, and I've been fishing in Jugner Forest over at the lake, and got up to level 16, so in the last 3 or 4 days that I've been fishing, I've gotten 2 full levels of skill ups, like 2.5. So it's been a lot of fun, actually. I've enjoyed it.
What?
It was kind of funny because I was
not bad.
I was lurking around the auction house trying to get all the fishing gear. And I got most of the pieces, but I couldn't find the fisherman's hose. So I flagged down.
Don't use that anyway. If you're looking to skill up also, don't use the +1, the plus fishing skill.
Why?
Because it lowers your skill up rate.
No way. All this time. Really?
Trust me. Yes.
No way.
Yes. Really? Especially when you stack like 5 or 6.
Oh,
like,
my God. I was wearing, every time I've gone fishing, I've worn the whole getup. And I'm like, dude, why is this so slow? Why is this so slow?
But anyway, so I gave all my materials to Oshi, and then he ended up HQing my pants, which is kind of funny.
Nice.
But, I mean, I've been doing pretty decent on skill ups, even wearing the gear.
Nice, nice.
True.
But it's nice and relaxing. Nobody bothers me. You know, I'll be up there on black mage or on red mage, because if I'm not a non on red mage, somebody's gonna bother me. Party, do you need it? Yes, please.
I've been in parties and I get invites. Who does that? Honestly,
yeah.
I've done that.
People are schmoes, man.
I've done that before too. Party, do you need it? I'm like, my name is Blue. There's a reason why my name is Blue.
Yeah, right. You don't even know what job level I am. How are you going to invite me to your party?
No, I'm talking about when I'm in a party and
search. Okay, my bad.
Yeah, when you go on the search, your name shows up in blue.
There was this guy trying to get me to disband from my party to join his, and I was like, no.
Nice.
I've been tempted to do that before, but I haven't done it yet. Like, today... First party was horrible. I think I spent more time dead than alive. I think I actually only made out with like 2K in like 2 hours or something.
Oh, everything that's kept horrible. Going
wrong. And somebody in my link shell is like, hey, let's start up a Maripo. I'm like, But I stayed with the party anyway. And later on, I got a better party that I got 73 in. But, you know, I'm like, Maripo with my link shell. I think that'd be pretty okay.
Yeah, right.
But, okay. Yeah. I stayed with the party, died a couple more times, and then we disbanded. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Cool.
I love getting up early and getting in one of the really bad parties. It really makes my day.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
But we went to the...
You should level Beastmaster. You won't have to worry about parties anymore.
I'm not leveling up any jobs after Red Mage until I get a decent amount of merits for the jobs that I do have. Because the only job that really has a decent amount of merits is Black Mage. I have almost no merits on my White Mage, or almost no merits on my Warrior, and I really need to get on that, so I need to start developing. Because my Warrior's got some great gear, but as far as its damage, it really sucks. Because I don't have those merits, and I notice a significant difference. You know, I'll do a rampage. My rampages are just have such a horrible variable because of, you know, my accuracy is not all that great because I don't have the axe merits that I need. So, yeah, I need to get on that. And then I'll be running around, you know, in endgame on White Mage, and, you know, one White Mage will devotion me, and I can't do the same because I don't have devotion. Oopsie! Nice.
Way to be, Squig. Way to be that White Mage.
I'm still casting Protector on Shellra 4, and yeah, I look like a noob.
Nice.
That's alright. That means people won't ask you to be on White Mage.
That's right.
No, actually, that's not true.
Oh, really?
I went to Dynamis today as White Mage.
Because we were low on healers.
But the problem was we were also low on Black Mages, so go figure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We put the die in Dynamis today. That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
That's it?
Jin, what have you been doing, man?
Besides
listening to David Cook.
Oh, word. Love him. Nothing much, man. Just been chilling, working a lot.
When are you moving to Bahamut?
I don't know.
I didn't mean to put you out on Front Street like that.
I'm just
saying. Yeah, sure you didn't. Right.
Word. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Just been chilling, man.
Word.
Doing some assaults, trying to get second lieutenant so I can get my Purdue blade.
Nice.
I think I'll be chief sergeant tonight, which will be really sweet because that's only one more rank, I think, after that.
Nice.
You know what?
I have never done an assault before.
Never?
Ever.
Not one?
Nope.
What?
Okay, we need to work on that.
Nope,
seriously.
Never done one.
Wow.
You know what else I haven't done? I've never done a KS&M.
Really?
Never?
Never.
I never done
one. How many seals do you have?
Tons. I don't know. Two stacks of seals or something. I don't know.
We need to do something about that.
Yeah.
Too bad you can't give me some of your seals, because I need about 40 more to get 99.
We'll have to
talk
about...
I'm saving for my Link Shell's next KS 99.
We'll have to talk about that offline, because I need to, I'd like to do some runs and get some gills.
I want to do Contaminated Coliseum.
You can do the Scorpion one with pretty much any setup of six people.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it?
Storm.
ODS, yeah.
ODS, yeah.
Word. Yeah, Rylus was telling me about ODS. I was like, I don't know what ODS is.
Operation Desert Swarm.
Yeah, so.
Six scorpions.
Oh, yeah, I think he went in and got a D ingot. So.
Yeah, you can get a D ingot, an O ingot,
Circuit Ring.
Damascus. Yeah, D cloth.
Damascene cloth. All Circuit Ring. Stuff. And,
I think he was after the katana.
Yeah. A lol venomous claw.
It's
lol now. It used to be worth
how much
a lot.
Are those nowadays? They're probably like 200k
like,
or something sad,
like,
right?
200k or something like that. It's horrible. It's not what it used to be.
LOL.
Just like Dragon Talons for Kira Weskits.
True.
Now they drop off an ISNM and they're like 10k.
It's kind of depressing how low some things are. Like, I am looking at selling my my Monster Cigna.
Mm-hmm.
And those things used to be worth like 700K.
Yeah.
Now they're worth.
Yeah, they're only like 50.
They're less than 100K now. They're like 98K.
Oh, for
real? Yeah. Because I don't need it anymore because I have an Apollos, so.
I had at least 300K, I'd get it, but I'm short that, so.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Like, Utsusemi ni, not even that long ago, it was like 400K. That's like, you know, 200 maybe.
Yeah, because there's like a ton of BC nims that drop it, yeah, and people spam all the time.
That's true. And you can do it with three beasts, and it's so easy. You can do, yeah. Freaking, what's it called? Under observation. So easy. Anyways. Right. Anything else, Chin?
Oh, I leveled my Black Mage from, 66. There I go again. From 47 to 49.
Nice.
You like getting Black close Mage? To.
Cool.
Getting yeah, close to get AF
freeze
and AM.
Saves, it'll be awesome, but it kind of blows without that.
That's one job that I'd like to revisit in the future now that I have two astrals.
What, Black Mage?
Yeah.
You don't need astrals for Black Mage.
I'm an elder.
Wear int rings.
Intelligence for the win. You don't use astrals on Black Mage / Slap.
Really? Why? They give you
no,
a ton of
No, save your astrals for your summoner. Well, you don't need MP as a Black Mage. You have enough.
You need to make sure your nukes do damage. Because if you have all the MP in the world and your nukes keep getting resisted or keep getting, like, two damage, are you really doing anything?
I guess not. Shows how much I know about Black Mage.
Way to go, Steak.
Word. Way to...
Take out your number two pencil, Steak, because we're taking you to school.
Can you just failed?
Okay,
but yeah, I'm gonna have to cheat off of you when it comes to the Beastmaster test.
Oh yeah,
I'll let you cheat off me,
dude. You can cheat off me for anything when it comes to Beastmaster. If you level your Beastmaster, cool. I'll even PL you with my Paladin. Dude, that's not funny. It's
all Paladin PL.
Paladin PLs are awesome because they have refresh. I'm like, I've got double refresh. And if I buy a V cloak, I can buy...
If you PL'd me, I'd let you borrow my cloak.
Oh, wow.
I got a V cloak.
Dude, it was funny. Like, you were going to let me borrow your scorpion harness.
And like, I completely forgot. Well, no, and by the time is, you
like,
remember...
I was leveling so fast that I was like, I don't even need it anymore because I can wear my hobby now. So... Anyways,
I'll run around in my scorpion harness and my red mage just for lols some days.
Really?
Yeah.
In
my scorpion harness and my O hat.
No.
Jin, you been doing anything else in game?
And two swords.
Jin.
She went for a sip there.
BRB. Yeah. Chin went BRB for
in the middle of her update. I guess that was it.
I guess that's all. Right on. So, alright. Me, I've been leveling Beast like hardcore.
And
this
you've
past
been
week.
Collecting AF.
I've been collecting AF. And I want to thank Squig for helping me get the key. And actually, Fusion helped me defeat the notorious monster for the monkey pants.
The monkey pants.
So, thanks. And Edwith helped me, too. So, thanks to those guys for helping us get our stuff. It's always really cool to know when I've got something to do and I can't do it alone that there are people out there that'll help out. So,
speaking of Edwith, he just got 74 on his white mage.
Yes, he
so.
Did. Actually, we didn't congratulate him, like, last week when he beat Mott, so...
Yeah.
Congrats, dude.
They grew up so fast.
Yeah, I know. We should, like, put some money together and, like, buy him a what's it called that he wants?
It seems like only yesterday.
What is that?
We were sending him the game.
He wants a Nobles tunic. We should, like, put some money together and buy him a Nobles tunic.
Wait, who wants a Nobles?
Edwith. He's the PFA.
Edwith, join an endgame shell and...
You'll have one with
you'll have a Nobles.
Whoa.
Yeah, Kieran...
I don't know that we have that much money between us, Ed, so sorry, man. It was...
Yeah.
It's the thought that counts, though. So, yeah, I just recently got 60 today, Beastmaster.
Yay!
Halfway
through the job.
Paragon of Beastmaster Excellence.
Look at you.
Champion. I know. Uh-huh. We are the champions, my friends.
Bow, bow, bow.
I told you that you'd enjoy this job.
What's that?
It's like, you were doing this whole debate. I wonder if I should level this. I wonder if I should level this. I wonder if I should level this. And we're like, dude, level Beast. And you're like, no, because I like this.
And you know what? I decided to go back to Beast, and as soon as I got back, I was like, I remember why I love this job. I remember.
Yes!
And that was only a few weeks ago.
I know, and now you're 60.
I've been kicking some serious buttocks in Vanadil with Beastmaster.
Some bum-bum kicking.
Seriously, like, we got from, what, 50? Oh, gosh.
You made a new friend, an opiate, and, you know, you're kicking some butt.
We're averaging a level a night on these.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's frustrating though because player characters and parties really make it difficult. So you try to get away from parties as far away as possible.
That's a thing. Whenever I do get the chance to level Beastmaster, that's one of the things I'm gonna look for, zones where people don't necessarily party in.
Yeah, Opiate wrote us an email, and he kind of discusses a little bit about that, so I'm not going to go too far into that whole thing, but yeah, I'm having a blast leveling Beast, and we're headed off to the tree. Actually, his white mage is Gimp by like 5 levels, so we're taking a break while he catches up. Sorry, Opiate, I mean... Tell everybody your business.
Yeah, this is no call him out.
Yeah, my bad. But he also needs to do Limit Break 3, LB3.
Okay.
So, we're taking a break, and I'm thinking about maybe hopping back on Thief while he's leveling his stuff up and getting himself together there. Although I don't know how much time I'll have, but I just loved Thief, and I dropped it right at the really exciting part where you get to start wearing your AF and start macroing stuff. And I have like the Corsair knives and stuff and all that really cool gear and stuff, so I'd like to revisit
Steak,
that.
Just don't be one of the thieves that wear their AF flags, please. Don't be that guy.
Well, I don't know what I have. What do I have for AF flags? I think I just use my race specific gear for that.
Word.
For the pants, because they give me plus
anything
plus decks.
Anything with attack is better than them friggin' legs, unless you're like soloing and subbing warrior for some reason. Which is, you know, whatever. Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, we'll see what happens, and I'm trying to think if there's anything else that we accomplished this week. No, it's been just grinding. We've been doing... It's really fun. Beast is so low.
You said it, not us.
It's so low. Like, you'll be... I don't know, just different things that happen while you're leveling Beast is so cool, especially if you're leveling with somebody else, because you can have someone to lol with.
Someone to lol with.
It's lol-worthy. Anyways... So, leveling Beast, having a great time. Level 60, gonna push on to 75. And I'm gonna...
Definitely, if you haven't already, post a picture of you and your AF.
Oh, I will. That's a good idea.
Yeah, you better.
That's a good idea, because I look pretty pimp in the AF. Yep.
Beast AF is weird. It looks like you just, like, killed a ram, gutted it, and threw his friggin' body on.
That's right.
Like, huh? Dead ram?
Whoa, sheep man.
Well, I actually, like my attack gear, you wouldn't even know that I'm a Beastmaster, because I got, like, the hobby, and, like, I got, like, like the Sipai gear. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Like the Sipai
turban. Hey, Stig, you have Tungi yet?
Yeah, the Sipai gear.
Huh?
A Tungi?
A Tungi.
It's a level 60 X, rare X that you can get in Quicksand Caves.
Oh, no, I haven't gotten one of those. Is it good?
It's nice.
Opiate was telling me about it, but I was thinking about buying the, oh gosh, what are these axes called? I don't know, that's the one that's like 200k, it gives you like the accuracy plus, and it gives you the slow.
You know the best thing about Tungi?
What?
It's free.
Yeah, that's true.
It's F-R-E-E.
And
the NM's not hard either. Basically, the only thing that's kind of hard about it is there's like this little key item that pops, it's a question mark that pops in random places in Quicksand Caves, and there's a map and stuff that you can find where the question mark pops at. And then you have to get this key item, and then you have to go to, you know, it's a force pop, and you have to use the key item to force pop this NM.
Oh.
But he's not too hard.
It's not a key item. It's an item. It's just
well,
rare.
Yeah,
okay, I'm looking at the Crab Rackens axe.
Uh-huh.
Which is awesome. It gives you accuracy.
You just say Crab Racken?
Oh, Cob Racken? Is it Cob Racken? Well, what is it?
I don't know, man, but the word crab racken is funny.
It's Cob Rock. Cob Rockin.
Crab Racken.
It's Cob Rockin's axe.
It's Crab Rockin, because you'd be rocking some crabs with your beast.
Word.
Word.
The Tungi. Tungi doesn't do anything, it's just damage 41.
It's high damage and low delay for an axe at that level.
Oh, I see. Okay, it's delay 260. Okay, that's pretty fast.
Yeah.
This other one has like slow.
What do you mean slow? Like
it gets additional effect slow. And
oh,
like on Earth Day, it's like the effect is like 50% on your hits.
That's cool.
It's really cool. It's expensive, but it's good. Anyways, going off on a tangent.
I like free.
What's that?
I love free. Free is good.
Tungi equals free.
Yes.
Words.
Yeah, I'm selling my Wrath Tebar.
Crab Rockin'.
Crab Rockin'.
I'd like to buy a. I'd like to buy a man eater in the future. What's so funny?
You should get a Guttler steak. Have you ever seen the NPC in the past for like assault and the Guttler's like talking to the Mithra?
Oh, yeah, no.
She's like, shut up! I'll freaking throw you! He's like, wow, wow, my Guttler, wow, wow.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Alright. Word, that's it. So.
Word.
Alright, so this brings us into our round table for this week. Now, what did we decide our round table was going to be this week? Our anticipation of the food.
Mage food.
Oh, yeah.
We were going to talk about the anticipation of the new mage food that they're coming out with. Now, I know that Squig and Chin, you guys will both be very excited about this. Me, personally, I'm a Beastmaster, so I'm not really all, like,
a Beastmaster, so I'm like, let me just get a crab rockin' and, oh, man. Well, way to lag out.
Thanks, there. I wasn't lagging. I was just being quiet so that you can.
No, you were lagging. Stop lagging.
I wasn't lagging.
Someone's lagging.
I was just being quiet while you
Maybe
were
it's
owning
me.
Am
I lagging?
Perry lagged again.
Lag!
Alright, so we're going to talk about the new mage food and what we're anticipating for the new mage food in the version update. What are you guys hoping for?
I want to see stuff that's, like, percentage-based, like Sushi is. Like, you know, intelligence plus, you know, 10% or something. So that way it's not like, okay, you get, like, 50 intelligence and you're, like, broken. But, you know, that way you can use it at a lower level and not have, like, 50 intelligence, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Keeps it semi-balanced to some degree.
I know.
You know, melees have accuracy and attack food. It'd be nice if we had magic accuracy and magic attack bonus. food,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, that would
no,
be
it nice. Does. It doesn't have to be some ungodly amount so that we're just one-shotting everything, but enough to make it worth spending the gil on. Because otherwise, I'm not buying. If it's like, you know, I mean, if it blows, I'm not spending the gil on it.
Right.
But also kind of nice. I mean, not to have a food that just does this because nobody would buy it, but like, you know. As one of the things that, yeah, it has like a magic attack bonus / conserve MP plus a certain percentage. Because I don't think conserve MP procs nearly enough.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be a nice little bonus.
I agree.
Okay.
So, what do you want in your mage food? Tell us on our forums.
Exactly. Yeah, log into our forums. Let me know. Let us know what you guys think about the mage food and what you would like to see. Now, how about blue mage food? That'd be kind of an interesting addition. You know?
What do you mean?
Adding like a percentage of, like, increased damage on blue mage spells or something?
Well, blue mage spells are all based off of your physical accuracy and or magic accuracy, so.
Okay.
So it's basically the same.
I don't know. I've never really leveled blue mage. Like, my blue mage is like level 8. I'm a blue mage.
Nah.
I'm a noob when it comes to blue mage.
The whole job changes once you get bludgeon, and then it's
most blue mages, even the 75 ones, are noobs when it comes to blue mage.
Yeah.
Send like, all hate it? Mail to petfoodalpha@gmail.com, care of Chinchilla.
Chinchilla! Well, no. I'm not saying every blue mage blows, but, like, I was in a party once. I think it was around 60 when I was on Dark, and, this blue mage comes walking up with, like, all this MP gear, and I'm like, oh, they're probably just gonna do, like, buffs and stuff and magic stuff, you know?
Right.
But then they start, like, meleeing and, like, doing all their spells in the same gear. I'm like, that's why you suck and no one wants to party with you, man.
No gear swaps
Come on.
Or anything?
Nothing.
I know. I have a buddy who has, like, he says most of his inventory space is taken up by gear. He's got freaking gear for like, you know, buffs, he's got gear for, you know, attack spells, he's got, like, gear that enhances...
Well, yeah, I've seen people do, like, over, like, around 2k to Cerberus on Blue Mage with, like, Cannonball or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're geared right, you can do good damage on Blue Mage, but when
no doubt about it.
I just need a ton of MP, and you're like, no.
Yeah.
That's nope. Wrong. You get
buzzing.
It's
like Black Mage, it's not necessarily about the MP, it's about,
yeah,
you know...
Steak.
Your stats and
damage, resist rates,
I once was blind, but now I see. Just how much of a noob I be. I don't know.
Word.
Oh.
That song was wickety whack.
Wasn't it? Continue.
That's alright. We got me and Chin to steer you on the right course.
Okay, wow. That was a wicked round table. Luminate, what do you think about that? You're a warrior.
I'm pretty hooked on sushi, so that's enough for me.
Sushi is good.
Yeah.
I like sushi.
It's expensive, though.
It is.
I don't get to use sushi all that much anymore, because I party a lot in Nizel Isle, and I have birds that eat my food, and so I don't...
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use sushi in Nizel Isle parties.
That's actually worse, because you end up, like, buying a stack of, like, myth kebabs, or, like, 10, you know, depending on...
Yeah.
how long
you're
going to marry.
Food.
And it's just... Bloop, bloop, bloop,
you know, on the food topic, this is kind of off-topic based on your off-topic from the mage...
Hey, we can go off-topic. Fusion ain't here to steer us back on direction.
Fusion didn't steer anybody in the right direction. Anyways, as a beastmaster, I've noticed that if I use food... Or actually gear in general to increase my attack, it's not it's not a good thing. Because I don't want to be doing more damage than the pet that I have. Because then I'll take hate and then I'll get beat up and it's no good.
Then you'll die.
Yeah, I think Beastmaster, you're pretty much like, if you're eating food, it's either MP food, if you're subbing White Mage, or, like, accuracy food.
Yeah, right.
You don't want your attack to be more...
Right, like, I have a hobby, right? And I put it on, I start meleeing, and I start doing way more damage than my pet, and I have to, like, switch gear.
What about tuna sushi? Do you use that any steak?
I have, and it's good. It's really good. I love tuna sushi. But it is kind of expensive.
It's got that plus charisma.
It is kind of expensive. I don't need charisma really anymore. Like I have my Apollos, which gives me 15% plus charm, and I have all my AF, which gives me, like, it's not charisma, it's just straight up charm plus.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm not really hurting for that. And the only times that I ever miss charm, like ever, is like on Dark's Day. I might miss charm, and it's just
that's understandable.
As a sub White Mage, I have my, you know, blink or whatever.
Blink and stone skin.
Yeah, so it's not a...
Those spells save your life.
And, like, with a Beastmaster, you're only charming, like, even match mobs, so, like, you're not getting beat up. Even if it does hit you a couple times, it's like, eh. But anyways, I'm having a rough time sort of balancing my stats, my attributes, because I want to, you know, like, I have my Amulet Mana plus one, and I'm ready to use that, but it's like, I don't really want to be doing that much damage because I'm going to get owned. I have my spike earrings. You know, I've got my life belt, and I have my sword belt plus one.
True.
All this really cool BD gear. But.
Yeah, actually, Steak, later on, let me give you the name of one of my good Beastmaster friends. He's level 75, and he might be able to offer you some insight on that.
Do it. And if you guys out there have leveled Beastmaster, oh my gosh. Incoming email from Rylus right now. Ready? Here it comes. Like, we haven't even aired the show yet. he's ready to give me advice. He's been giving me a lot of advice. But I do appreciate it. I'm just joking. Yeah, if you guys have any experience with Beastmaster, let me know. And that'd be cool. Yeah.
Well, you definitely made the right decision.
With
what job you're like.
With Beast?
Yes.
I love Beast. It's really fun. Really, really fun. Most fun I've had, I think.
Word.
But I'd also like to level Ninja. Continue with Ninja. Because I'm 38 and, you know.
Dude, Ninja is awesome. It's
post-40 Ninja is supposed to be sweet.
Dude, it's awesome.
So, anyways.
You gotta have a steady inflow of capital first.
Yeah, that's true.
Not really. It's not that expensive. You know, you make your money just from NPCing the stuff you get from leveling.
Oh, I made like 10k in my last party just from NPCing, like, all my crystals and stuff.
Yeah.
It was insane. Make sure I have, like, plenty of inventory space, so that way, you know, when all these crystals just start dropping left and right, and all these items just start dropping, I could just have the space for them, and they automatically drop in my inventory when everybody else isn't paying attention to the fact that their inventories are full. Mm-hmm. So I just keep making this money.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, Luminate? You gonna level Beast?
I unlocked it, and that's all right now. It's like 2 minutes.
Most people are like, I unlocked it, but that's just,
I think I tried it out to Death Warp once.
Oh, nice.
And that's all. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Right on. All right, well, let's move on into our emails. If you guys want to join the conversation about the mage food anticipation, let us know in the forums.
Word.
Alright. That's that. Moving right along. First email comes from Urana. What's up, Urana?
Hey!
There it is. He says, hey, PFA, just wanted to send you an email to say grats on 100 episodes. Now, you don't have to level grind on the island closest to heaven, or the island closest to hell anymore. Final Fantasy VIII reference there. What does that even mean? I don't.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, there were two islands on that game that had really hard monsters, but I don't know what she really means with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, I have. I haven't had a lot of time to play the game lately. For the past 2 months, I've been messing around, getting my house looking good inside and out. I never had a lot of time to look for a party, and after listening to Steak talk about Beast, I've gotten the motivation to level it. My Beast is at level 30 right now, and I'm wanting to find a partner to level it with, since Steak always says it's the way to go. I could also use any help you could offer. P.S. Hey, Edwith, you're gonna come. When are you gonna come down to IU and land some FFXI? You know you want to. Produce sucks, lol. Signed, Urana. Beastmaster with a katana.
Okay.
Word. So.
Yay.
Beastmaster rocks, and you know it. You know it! I'm spreading the love.
Ooh, I just got a skill up.
I'm spreading spreading the word here.
I'm fishing.
You're fishing?
Yes, and I just got a skill up.
Nice. Okay, next email comes from Obito from the Phoenix server. He says, "Hey, you crazy podcasters. Love the show and what you're doing for the Final Fantasy XI scene. I'm really writing this email to Steak. He's my freaking hero. I'm so happy that you found and loved leveling the Beast job. I listened to your stories of soloing and leveling with a partner, and believe it or not, I just lolled and raffled."
Bless you.
Speaking of lol.
Thank you.
Okay, so Fusion's done it. Chin's done it.
Word. All right. So he goes on to say, "I finally decided to give it a go since since we're so alike in our leveling style. I mean, you level whatever you feel like, and so did I. You have a level 75 paladin, and guess what? So do I. I don't know. I just think it's crazy. So I thought this guy is freaking cool to have a level 75 paladin. So I decided to give it a go. Oh man, it is so fun. I'm really loving it. Granted, I'm only level 26 now, but damn it, it's a freaking blast. And now the anniversary rings have been released. Yeah, fun, baby. I just need to find a duo partner, and I totally understand when you said we're like bus drivers on episode 11, because I really do wave and admire every beast I come across. It's a beautiful thing.
Like bus drivers.
We are, dude. We wave at each other and say, "Hey, beast, go, yeah, woo." Anyways,
the Beastmaster Mafia.
He says, and yeah.
I mean, server near you.
Yeah, right. It's a total breath of fresh air playing the job. I notice more about the world and the game, and I converse with more people again. But going back to my partner issue, if you could read this on the air and let the Phoenix server know that Obito, level 26 beast, is looking for a beast partner to EXP with, that would be super cool. Oh, and I'd like to shout out to Beautiful Joe, The Wiz, Guvian, Nikki Star, and Seshimaru. He said he'd give me a shout out whenever he's on the show again, but I'm writing, so I beat him to it. P.S. He says, if this isn't read on the air, I'll be emailing you on a weekly basis. Word. So if anybody's on the Phoenix server looking for a beast duo, Obito is looking for a duo partner. Okay.
Pefuda.
Are you guys still here?
Smaster,
yeah, man. Trying not to sneeze, dog.
Trying not to sneeze. Okay. Next email comes from our own love child, Edworth. He says, "So, I found the Mog Bonanza Marbles aren't key items, which is a major sigh. To the point of my email, since Ottergon is way overcamped, which I'm experiencing right now in the mire and the thickets, I wonder if you know any camps for any level in the new Wings of the Goddess zones. Thanks again. Love this. Wow, as always." Don't know what he means by that, but
I don't know what he means, but all right.
Hey, I just read it. That's all. You know, I just read
like
the
I
emails.
Don't write it. I just
I just read them. You know, I don't. So responses?
Word.
Not parties. Not actually parties.
Yeah, lots of solos.
Like from like 10 to 15 or so, you can usually go around and level off of the worms right outside of the cities in the past. Other than that, there's a couple of good zones for early Beastmaster levels, but I'm not actually sure of where those are at.
Yeah.
That's it, from what I can think. I know as far as, like, Beastmaster pets, I know a lot of mages will solo pets. I've done it before. But in the past, Beastmaster pets are actually as strong as a real thing. So they have more HP than the Beastmaster pets that'll be running around the present. So I wouldn't suggest fighting them.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of screw things up that.
Mobs are harder, like, in the past than they are in the present. Yeah, so it's probably, you know, you get, like, the bonuses from Sigil and all that stuff, but at the same time, it might not be worth it.
Yeah, there's, I mean, there's, like, what is that? Not Grauberg, not Karuga Narugo, but what's the other one?
The Inlet?
Yeah, the Inlet. There are tough mobs in there. You could grab some people and go in there, I guess.
I've wondered about, there's a section in, it's either Grauberg or the Inlet, I'm not sure, that has like a whole bunch of robber crabs and parapugles. It'd be interesting to see if, you know, if you could get a party of like 50s or 60s in there to possibly level, but
there is probably possibilities. If anybody knows anything about that, email us and let us know. Like, if you've partied in the Inlet or in Grauberg or something.
Okay, I'm about to bring y'all a crazy, crappy idea.
Oh, snap.
But there's always those zones in the present that aren't actually, you know, looked at anymore that are outside Otter Gone, like Babiki Bay and
you can
Sky
level you can level
and Romave and all those places that we used to level before Otter Gone came out. I mean, you don't get the XP bonus with Sanction, and you don't get much of anything except for Signet, but Conquest points are very hard to come by, and those camps are almost empty now.
Yeah, they are.
So you can get decent chains if you got a good party.
People are all I got rank 10 just now, and I need conquest points. It's like,
but you know that there's the other thing too, that if you mention that to a party, they're probably gonna look at you and go, "Lol."
Yeah, right. We're not leveling.
Nobody wants to leave Otter Gone, but I mean, that's always a possibility anyway. And then, like, you know, there's always, you know, a possibility of a monk burn in KRT, but nobody does that anymore either.
No, it's just not as good as the Otter Gone
zones.
No, it's
not. You're right. It's not as good. I mean, we used to be 7K an hour used to be good for us, but Otter Gone came out, and now it's, you know, 10, 15K an hour.
Yep. It rocks.
Yeah, but you can get 10, 15K an hour at, like, level 40. You know what I mean? In the nest, if you're in a decent party.
Yeah.
Alrighty, then. If anybody knows about, you know, alternate camps in the past, let us know. Moving right along, next email comes from Cindy Tickles from the Remora server.
That's an awesome name. I love that.
She says, I am currently leveling up fishing using a moat carp path so I can get my Lushangs the hard way. I'm currently level 13 at the moment with about 962 moats turned in so far. Anyways, I just bought a Logitech controller for fishing, and I wanted to let you guys know it's way easier. I was having a difficult time pulling in the forest carps in Yoder Jungle, but now I can reel those bad boys in 8 out of 10 times. If anyone out there is having a hard time on PC pulling those fish in, try a controller. Thanks. Love the show. Chin uses a controller every day.
Not.
Let's not bring that up again.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen so much hate mail. Jeez. Jen, you suck. Go to hell. I use a controller. Jen, how dare you have an opinion? I use a controller. Jen, what is with... I don't like keyboards.
Well, anyways, next email comes
but
from...
That's a good tip, though.
Yeah. And that is
whatever
a good tip,
works
yeah.
for you.
Because when you're fishing, it's like using a mouse would be kind of hard.
Who you... No. The mouse?
No, you use the keyboard.
No, I use the mouse. Use the mouse.
You really use the mouse?
I use the mouse and the keyboard.
Huh? Oh, man. Yeah.
Have you fished lately?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm quite sure, actually.
Yeah, if you don't have a controller, use a keyboard.
Yeah. I use the mouse.
Don't use...
Not the mouse.
Wow.
Don't be steak.
Please don't be steak.
I use the keyboard or controller. I use the keyboard and the mouse for everything in Final Fantasy XI.
It's so messed up.
I move my character with my mouse. I open the menu with my mouse. With my mouse. What? I move the camera angle with my mouse.
Why?
Yeah, that's...
Why not?
But fishing,
that's the
cool
way to go
for
keyboard. How else do you do it?
Moving around.
With a keyboard.
Moving around.
No,
yeah.
Not me.
Moving around with the mouse, that's one thing.
All
I can
mouse.
See that. But fishing with the mouse, no. Just no.
Yeah, that's a little... Who was it? Was it Sammy that was telling us she was doing the run up the mountain with a mouse? I'm like, how did you not fall off the ledge a million times?
Well,
I fell off once a million times with a keyboard.
I don't know, maybe I've just gotten so good at the mouse that I don't need the keyboard.
Once I was too lazy to hook up my controller to my laptop, so I went ahead and I used my touchpad to run around Ottergon to go to the auction house. I looked like I was drunk. It was hilarious. It took me like
smooth.
5 hours to get there.
Smooth.
Smooth.
All right, next email. Let's move on. Next email comes from Carletta from the Remover server. She says, PFA. Hey, PFA. Carletta from the Remover server here. Just wanted to send you a quick email first to say hearty congrats on your 100th show. I can't talk today. Secondly, I want to talk about the conversation last week about the depressing music in Bastok S. In my opinion, it's not the most depressing music. That honor goes to Promies, Dem, Hala, and May. You know what?
I
She's kind of right.
In the Promies,
so that is kind of depressing.
It's supposed to be dark, but I love that music.
I think Lumina just yawned.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
I did.
Heard that.
Are we boring you, or is it just way late?
Way
no,
to
I'm
be.
Just really, really sleepy.
It's like, I am bored, and I hate you guys. We're like, thanks.
We're almost,
thanks.
Like, we're almost
man,
done.
Another email.
Hang
oh
in there,
God.
Dude. We're almost done. All right.
Like, we got a lot of emails this week. I don't remember all these emails all the other weeks.
No.
Did everybody decide to write the week that... Did I decide to come on? What the hell?
Oh my god, yeah.
Okay, she goes
the
on.
The sun's lights up and, oh my god, I'm not going to study a lot tomorrow and I have a test on Monday.
Oh no. Sorry, man.
No, it's okay.
She goes on to say, oh my gosh, stay in there long enough and you'll start to contemplate life. Lol slash slash wrists in Promies. Okay, anyway, she says, Maura runs in a close second. I like the music in Maura, don't you guys?
No, it's okay. I don't think of it as depressing.
I don't either.
You know, funny it's enough about the Promi music, I actually have that burned on a CD.
I have it on my cell phone.
That's cool.
Anyway, she says, take care, and addled pirates forever. Signed.
Forever.
Carletta. Hey, Carletta, what's up?
Whoops.
She's the one that was like on the Valentine's shout out, she's like, I'd like to give a Valentine's shout out to Steak.
Yeah, I remember. Word. We had her on the show too.
Yep. Oh yeah, that's right. We did have her on the show.
Dee dee dee.
Word. Yeah, Carletta's cool. Anyways, next email comes from it's Opiate.
What up, Opiate?
Yeah, really. He
hey!
Says what up and hello, PFA.
Hey.
First off,
Opie, it's cool.
Yeah, he is. He says, first off, I'd like to thank you all for such an awesome show. I find myself looking forward to Sundays to get my fill of the latest biscuit. I would also like to give a shout-out to Squigalicious and Fusion X for helping Steak and myself with our last two pieces of Beast AF. I don't think we would have been able
to... Because obviously it wasn't the TH. Continue.
It was the TH. I don't think we would have been able to hit 60 today if we would have had to spend the time ourselves farming our keys or trying to duo the notorious monster for our last piece. Now, for a short little rant. People, please show a little courtesy towards the Beastmasters.
Oh, God. Here we go.
This is good. This is good. And I agree. He says, we don't mind sharing camps with everyone as long as they don't run us out. It seems to me that people are under the assumption that Beast can level anywhere they want. The fact is that The fact is that anywhere just might be the spot where you're bringing your party to XP, or the secret place you like to farm. It all comes down to who was there first, and if there's enough mobs to support both. Personally, I don't like to steal camps from people. It's a lot easier to move on to somewhere else and than to compete for gimped or slow XP. Yelling at us to leave or calling us nasty names doesn't help. Just think, the beast that you piss off may be the one to save your party from a link that will wipe you or cost you a raise since we like to level as sub-white mage. All I'm really getting at is, take a second to look at the situation from the beast's perspective. You will see we're not as bad as people may make us out to be. We just want to XP just like you do.
Is that it?
That is it.
You know, I agree with everything he says. It's just whoever's there first, man. If you're a Beastmaster going down and there's a party XPing there, don't jump in their crap. If you're a party going down and you see a Beastmaster's there, don't give him crap. Just find somewhere else.
Yeah, really. It's true.
People have a hard time with that.
And then, some places too, you know what I mean? You not pulling one mob for like one chain five every hour is not going to kill your EXP. You know, it might be like 150 less, 200 less. You know what I mean? Because Beastmasters, depending on where it is aren't going to use all the mobs, you know?
Yeah.
So... like, okay, so I was leveling Black Mage, and some Blue Mage comes up to where I'm soloing, and I've got, like, a little position in my CCOM, and he puts it in his, and I'm like, get out, I was here first. So I just took all his mobs and then slept one of the goblins and logged out, and it was awesome.
Yeah,
which was kind of mean, but I was like, come up here and then set your little comment to what mine is. I'm like, I was here, you weren't here.
I've had that issue too. Me and Oshi have had that issue several times when we were going to duo on his Black Mage and my Scholar. People would just come up and sometimes they kill our mobs just because they were farming something, and sometimes they would just, you know, try to take our mobs because they wanted to go ahead and do their XP even though we'd been there first. So
yeah.
What's hard about that too is a lot of the places that we go they're kind of out of the way, and they've got some seriously hard mobs, like a level 45 running around Cape Terrigan. That's a little scary.
Yeah, that's where I was today.
And people trying to take mobs away in such a hard zone. People should be helping each other, not freaking
true.
Trying to crush each other.
True. I found that most people just have absolutely no respect for Beastmasters out there.
Like, yeah, they really don't.
Me and Opie are just leveling, and we're like, we go down there, and it's just empty. There's nobody down there. In the bottom of Crawler's Nest, down where all the coffers are and stuff. And all of a sudden, like, this dude comes out, and he's looking for a key. He's taking all of our mobs, like, we went from doing really well at leveling to like, oh, we have to wait for some more spawns because this dude is just pulling everything. And he's like camping right on top of us. We're like, dude.
That's retarded. I hate when people do that.
It's like, and it's a common occurrence.
You know, yeah, people, it is.
It's just like they don't care.
Nope. They don't.
So.
You know, like, especially in Cape Terrigan, there's like, if you're not at the outpost, but up on like that ledge that's right there.
Yeah.
Like, there's two goblins there. And usually, if you're soloing, you're only gonna really need one. Because by the time you're rested up again, you stand up, the other, he's popping out another pet, you know? Yeah, yeah. So, like, you can share that camp, but then you get the jerk who wants to run around and take your pet, even though his is, like, standing over there. You're like, come on, man, I was trying to share. Yeah, even though you exactly. snuck up and tried to take my camp, but mm-hmm. whatever.
Because that's still enough to get you a nice chain.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it is. You can get chain five off one goblin.
Chain five is off of one.
Yep.
So, yeah. Be kind to your fellow beast.
Word.
And maybe if you level beast, you'll know what he's talking about. Because maybe you will never understand unless, you know, you've had that happen to you.
No, I think people understand. It's just they don't want to.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, they want to be able to be like, oh, I'm getting crap EXP, not because I have like 16 dancers in my party, it's because there's a Beastmaster charming a bat every 5 minutes.
Yeah,
you know?
right. Yeah, like we were trying to level in Garlage. It's just a bad idea for Beastmaster, I believe. Like, it's just always crowded down there, and even though you're fighting mobs that are like, you know, like you're fighting bombs and stuff, and people aren't, you know, people down there aren't fighting those. Like, you need like one pet as a Beastmaster. You need one pet, and then you can just heal that pet and then just keep using it, recycling it instead of, you know, taking all their mobs, you're just...
And that makes it easier for XP parties because you had to go through pets
because
it wasn't as easy to heal them.
Right, exactly.
Now you can recycle your pets and it doesn't really affect your XP.
It doesn't make a difference though because people were calling us names and stuff.
That's horrible.
It's all good.
And I can remember many times leveling in Garlage. Most of my jobs needed a key in Garlage. And, you know, there'd be a Beastmaster duo, you know, duoing pets or duoing bombs there. And every so often they'd get a key drop. So they would do a shout, hey, does somebody need a Garlage key? And then I go, hey, I need it. And so I'd drop my party temporarily and they'd let me lock the key and then I'd keep on XPing.
This red mage that was camping on top of us in the bottom of the nest, he's looking for mm-hmm. a key, and this chest had spawned like right around the corner from where we were, and this dude was just being an ass, and he was just like camping on top of us stealing all the mobs. So he was like, just looking for the key, I'm looking for the key. And we got a key drop and I opened the chest so that it would disappear.
Oh, I love it.
Just to screw him over. So
he kind of deserved it.
I do that.
Golden rule, man. It's all about the golden rule. You know what I'm saying? Like I could have just said, "Hey, key, do you need it? Invite to join party." You know?
Yeah.
But no.
Even if he sent you a tell, like, look, I know you guys are EXPing over here. I'm gonna work around like the other side. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Get a key. Let me know. You know, that's fine.
Yep. So there is that. And I could always grab that scorpion and drop him right in front of you to Link. Even though, don't think about that.
Yeah, but it'll despawn if it's out of the area where it popped, right?
Yeah, but if it can.
But if it's in a certain area, if it can walk around in that area, it won't
link.
Necessarily pop.
It won't depop, it'll Link.
That makes no sense.
Because that happened to me when I was leveling.
If a mob...
Because I had a master actually pull a beetle right in the middle of our camp, and it wasn't too far away from where it spawned, so it just stuck around and wiped us.
That's what I mean. Every mob that pops has like
an area where they roam. Right.
Yeah, exactly. And if it's within that area, then it won't depop.
They're
but
not
if you take it out
right,
of it,
right? And, but
it
if you're
de-pop.
If someone's leveling in that area, like let's say like you're in the crawler's nest and you're fighting flies in the basement. You're fighting flies,
yeah.
And, like, there's a fly that is around that area, but isn't
close
to the
party. Oh yeah, you could link it.
You could just grab it and then drop it right where they're partying, and that fly will totally link with the other fly and wipe the party.
True.
True. It's MPKing, but it's like the new MPKing. It's like the only way. It's like the only way you can do that. Not that I would do that, because I wouldn't do that. I want to make that known that no matter what happens, like I'm gonna treat you how you treat me, but I'm not gonna MPK you because that's just wrong.
Retarded. Yeah,
just totally wrong. But it's possible you can do it. Anyways, moving along, we just got an email while we were recording here. Hey, are you still with us, dude? Last one. Are you still with us?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So, nobody sent us any emails. I mean, I know it's too late. By the time this episode comes out, it's gonna be too late, obviously. But you know, I can still wish. Nobody sent us any emails right now at this very, very minute.
Okay, this is a short one. It comes from Kue. I'm not sure. It's K-U-H-E from Remora. She says, "Hey yo, I only recently was introduced to Pet Food Alpha by a Linkshell member." Iphigenia. And I think we had that name thrown around before, and I think I called it something really not what it is. I think I
because oh,
she goes on to say, whose name was almost butchered on one of your shows. She says it's pronounced Iphigenia. So that's how it is. Anyways, we just call him Iffy. Congrats on 100th episode. As for the memorable moments, you should definitely use the what segment from episode 96. Moments of spontaneous hilarity are what this game is all about. She goes on to say, I think that if we get more summons, Alexander, Odin, and Siren, question mark? I don't know if I need more female summons. Too much Titan man thong is bad for the soul.
Word.
Word. Again, cheers for all the memorable moments. Looking forward to your clip show. Keep the raffles coming. Signed, Kue, resident white mage of Dawn Rising of the Remora server. P.S. After I win what does she say? Bonzaga? I think she means.
It's supposed to be Bonanza.
Bonanza, yes.
Odd Bonanza.
I'll mule you some mad gills, but you have to give a shout out to Claus, my best mate and mayor of Bantown. So there you have it.
First of all, lol on the Titan thong, exactly. But when you're getting hit for with Earthen Fury on Earth Day,
for zero damage.
It's not so lol.
It's right. So yeah, shout out to Claus on the Remora server. And
word.
That those gills can be sent to Bahamut, care of Steakums. My Moogle will be happy to accept any donations. And that's all the emails we have for this week. Ta-da!
Yay!
Yay! And we will
but
be letting.
Very happy.
We'll be letting. We'll be letting him go to sleep in a second. Okay. So, unless you guys have anything else, that's it. That's all I got for this week.
Word.
I have been getting mad at the show. So shout out to all the fishers out there.
Word.
True.
And I have stacks of moat carp, so I'm happy.
Our email address is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Our website is petfoodalpha.com. Join us in our forums and let us know what you think about the upcoming possibilities for mage food additions. I would like to thank our guest Luminate for staying up so very late to be on the show with us this week.
Thank you, guys.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us. And right here in Pepto. Everybody say goodnight.
Night-night.
See ya.
Night.